will not change your credit, will not change your credit score. So definitely wanted to share that with you. I hope that's a good tip. So debt collectors, just do not, you don't have to answer that you're that person. Just tell them they don't have, they cannot call this number again. And if they do, ladies and gentlemen, there are violations when debt collectors are calling you, okay? So that's why they have to identify themselves. And you do not pay debt collectors, I want to repeat that again, because it will not change your score. Once again, the importance of knowing your rights, because if you don't know your rights, you don't have the rights. So with that, I want to thank the radio station again for allowing us to share this vital information, KAYTKQJO-FM. Thank you again for allowing us to share this information, and we look forward to hearing from you in the listening audience. Thank you again.
This has been Financial Freedom with Philip Gallo. Be sure to listen to our next broadcast for seminar places and times. And be sure to tell others that they too can achieve financial freedom. For more information, 318-730-3932 or www.ucespp.net/GALLOW. You're listening to KAYT 88.1 FM, Gina, Alexandria, 98.9 FM, Monroe, West Monroe, 92.5 FM, Shreveport, Greenwood, 100.1 FM, Lake Charles, and KQJO, 99.3 FM, St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Start singing, and then I do my dance that I feel. Oh, Lord, so good, my Lord. Listen, yeah, I can feel the Spirit moving. Oh, I'm feeling moving.
Father, we praise you, we honor you, we adore you. We come before your presence with thanksgiving and praise. As we now, Heavenly Father, enter into covenant with you, we pray your power and your presence upon this place. We pray now, Heavenly Father, by your power, your grace, as well as your provision, that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say, and then do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you are worthy to be praised. It is in the perfect, powerful, and pleasing name of our Lord and blessed Savior, Jesus Christ, that we ask it all. And for his sake, we pray, amen. Giving honor to God, to my brothers and sisters in the ministry, Minister Cotton, Minister Bell, to you, the Antioch family, those that are visiting with us today, those that are listening by radio, Paradise Ministry, we greet you once again in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles with you today, there's a word from the Lord that is taken from Psalm 119, the 119th Psalm, verses 11 and 12. Psalm 119th Psalm, verses 11 and 12. When you have found it, say amen. And it's on our screen where we find these words which are recorded. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord. Teach me thy statute. Thank you. You may be seated. From those couple of verses, I want to use for a topic this morning in our continuation of how God has the ability to hide, remembering what God's word has said. Amen. Remembering what God's word has said. How many of us this morning remember the message last week? Some may have fallen asleep. And we did wake up. Last week, we talked about hiding the Savior. And in that message, we shared how God has a unique ability to hide things. We want to continue sharing God's ability to hide, but before we can go forward, we need to go back to the historical text where all things began. And that's in the book of Genesis. We have shared in our last Bible study, we did somewhat of a review of the entire book of Genesis. And in our last chapters of Genesis, we concluded by sharing the life of Joseph. But in order to understand Joseph, we have to go back to Abraham. You're going to school today. I want you to stay with me just for a short while, because God here told Abraham to leave his country and his father's house because of something called idolatry. And idolatry can be something that you put in head of God, and it can be anything. It can be in your house. It can be something that you desire. It can be a person. But God told Abraham, I need you to leave and go to a place that I will show you. And so we are told how Abraham left his country, the father of faith. But can I suggest to you, Abraham left, but Abraham went towards a relative home until his father died. On his journey, God promised Abraham that he would be the father of many nations. Although Abraham did not see that actually come to pass, his descendants did. And what we have said implicitly, that God has a unique ability to hide things. And what God has promised us will ultimately come to pass, in spite of the fact that we sometimes don't see it. But God has an eternity to
to accomplish his goals, his objective, and his word. For time was made for man, not for God. For we have shared God is outside of time and space. We've shared how God told Abraham in Genesis 22 and 17, he said, I will greatly bless you, and I will greatly multiply your seed as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is on the seashore. Yeah, yeah. And your seed shall possess the gates of their enemies. In your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed because you have obeyed my voice. Now let's check that out. He said, in your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. That's encompassing. That includes all kinds of people. And there were all kinds of people in the life of Abraham. Different colors, not only just the Hebrews and Jews, but there were some Ethiopians, there were some black folks as well. But we're not overly concerned about color. Are we concerned about the exterior man? What we are concerned about is the interior man. Because God has never looked at us from the outside. He has always watched us from the inside. It was Abraham's seed that would live on. Because one of the things God has shared with you and I is that God says, I need man to procreate and bring forth other men. So it was through Abraham's seed that lived on through his great-great-grandson named Joseph. And it would be through Joseph, who would be enslaved, we are told, and go through trials as well as misfortune, that God's plan would be revealed. Have you ever gone through any trials and misfortune ultimately to get to your ultimate objective? And when you meet your ultimate objective, you knew that it had to be God in it all alone. And even though you was crying at times and happy at other times, you understood that through it all, the Lord was still working things out for your good. And this is the story of this man called Joseph. It would be through Joseph's life that God was accomplishing something unique, something powerful for a nation called Israel. Israel would be birthed through Joseph's father, whose name just happened to be Jacob. I told you you were going to school. And it was through Jacob who fathered 12 sons that we now know them as the children of Israel. And these children had tendencies to be faithful at times, and these children other times were unfaithful. Who does that sound like today? You do know that we are descendants of his seed, and all nations shall be blessed. And his children, his sons, were faithful at times, and other times they were unfaithful. How many times have you been faithful to God, and other times you've been unfaithful? Is it just me only? Because none of us are perfectly right with God all the time. Because even the best of me at times can be bad. And the Lord is simply saying, I came not for the righteous, but for sick folks. Folks that need me, which are sinners. And every now and then, we have to look back and see that there's some sick in our life that it's not right with God. But God said, I am a doctor. I am a master physician. And whatever your sickness may be, whatever your sin may be, I have an antidote. I have something that will cure it. And God can cure everything that seemed to be within us that alienate us from him. And then we're told that God sent a deliverer named Moses, walk with me, to free the children of Israel from Egyptian bondage. And Moses was called a deliverer. That is familiar because Jesus was called a deliverer because his name Jesus means savior or deliverer. And so that was unusual because here was a man who came and he lived right in the Pharaoh's house. We're told how God gave the laws to Moses. And this law was given to the children of Israel. And the children failed to live up to the statutes and the decrees And because they failed to live up to the statutes and decrees, God just